Good morning, Bob Montgomery, WSBT Radio News. It is a snowy morning, and of course, that's catching a lot of the attention around here, but the attention a world away continues to be the intensified fighting in and around the Gaza Strip. Gaza City is where some of the ground fighting is taking place now between Israeli troops and Hamas fighters. The death toll is nearing 1,000 when you factor in both sides, heaviest, of course, on the Palestinian side. And of course, it also has some heavy ramifications on the incoming Obama administration, talking about the latest on the fighting in Gaza and how this could play out politically is St. Mary's College political science professor Mark Belanger, who joins us live on the Newsmaker line this morning. Professor, it's good to talk to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Thanks for joining us. As you look at the fighting, and I know it is something that we have seen play out time and again between these factions, Hamas, Hezbollah, Israel, etc., is there any reason to believe that any kind of negotiated truce this time is going to work better than what we've seen in the past?
In the short run, I don't think so. I mean, sad to say, I think that there's sufficient divisions now within the Palestinians between Hamas and who's in control of the Gaza Strip, and Fatah and leaders of the other Palestinian leaders in the West Bank. And I also think that in Israel, there's a strong sense that Hamas is not an organization they can really live with. Now, whether that ends up to be true in the long run or not remains to be seen. But I think for the time being, it seems to me that the Israeli leadership has decided that it has to do something to fundamentally cripple or eliminate Hamas. Certainly as a military organization, but you can't really separate Hamas military from its political presence. And so eliminating their capacity to fire rockets into Israel is one thing. Eliminating them as a political actor in Gaza creates a huge sort of political vacuum there. And so I think in the short run, there could be a stop to the shelling and the fighting, but the underlying causes that are could easily lead to an explosion again.
On the flip side of things, is there any reason to believe that the continued fighting will bring about a long-term change?
No. I mean, I think that one of the things that, you know, study of war has taught me is that the wars are fought for political reasons, political goals. At the end of the day, people want to have certain, you know, political control of a region or of a territory or whatever, but usually without dealing with the underlying political sort of conflicts, military solutions that try to sort of say, okay, we're going to impose this upon people, especially when you're talking about one group, one country occupying what people in another country see as their territory, there usually has to be some kind of political resolution of that. And certainly the history of the Middle East shows that Israeli actions in Lebanon in the past and now with in this situation, I think, are unlikely to resolve the underlying conflict.
Of course, this is a pure speculation, but some on the national scene, some of the pundits have speculated that the Israeli timing of this was, in essence, on purpose, not, of course, receiving the shelling from Hamas, but the ability to take action, knowing right now the outgoing Bush administration is very much favorable to Israel, and knowing that they've had a lot of lip service from the Obama transition team that it'll be a friend to Israel, but there's really been no test to that.
Right. I think that's true. I mean, it's hard to know for certain, but I think that they saw that, I mean, there was already disappointment the United States hadn't done anything during the Bush administration to deal with what Israel saw as Iran's nuclear threat. And so I think that Iran is seen as an important ally to both Hezbollah and Hamas. And so I think that at least in the short run, they can't really eliminate Hezbollah. They can't go after Iran right away. But I think they thought, okay, well, we're at least going to deal with Hamas and try to essentially present the Palestinians and the Obama administration with a fait accompli, which would be a severely weakened or eliminated Hamas in Gaza Strip.
Is there any reason to believe that American policy toward Israel and the Middle East as a whole is going to change drastically one way or the other in the coming weeks with the new administration?
In the first coming weeks, I don't think so. I think what the Obama administration is going to have to do, and I think from their perspective probably this is what they see as well, is spend some time shoring up improving their relations with some of the important Arab countries in the region, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and even Syria. But that's going to be a slow process. And those countries, to some extent now, have, certainly Egypt anyway, because of its support for, or at least tacit sort of working with Israel on the sort of blockade of Gaza, is going to be seen as sort of seen among its own people as too supportive of Israel, too supportive of the United States. So I think the Obama administration is going to have to come in and just be very patient and try to work initially to get a ceasing of hostilities. But then the question of is Israel going to deal, who are the Palestinians are going to deal with? Are they going to find some way to deal with Hamas? That's going to take a long time to resolve.
You know, there's been a lot of talk over the years, especially by those who are pro-Israel, that it's really, in essence, the Arab states as much as the Israelis. Obviously, the Arab states aren't necessarily militarily attacking the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, the West Bank, et cetera, but they're not doing too much to help them either, because you see on the Gaza side, you have these massive walls that are literally built between Gaza and the Egypt, and of course, these tunnels have to be dug under those areas, and of course, there's not a lot of help from some of the other more stable regions like Jordan, et cetera, toward the Palestinians, that it's really more lip service.
Right. I think that's true. And I think it's because in some of the cases, the Arab countries, especially if you're looking at Egypt or Saudi Arabia, they're always looking to balance their concern to be shown as having solidarity with the Palestinians as fellow Arabs. But Egypt is very dependent upon the United States. Saudi Arabia certainly has a more complex relationship with the United States, but also has tended to want to preserve decent relations and preserve its sort of influence in Washington. And so I think that it's always a kind of a balance between, playing to this Arab street, as it's called, in terms of talking about, the need, the support of the Palestinians, but knowing that, there's a certain limit to what the United States will accept in terms of pushing Israel, and so they tend to. So I think that's a fair conclusion.
Very good. St. Mary's College political science professor Mark Belanger, thanks for joining us this morning.
We
appreciate your
time.
It is now 50 minutes after the hour. JT?